Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly voted to veto a petition to vacate a portion of Paper Birch Lane and associated utility easements at their Tuesday evening meeting. It originally was on the consent agenda, but was pulled off by Assemblymember Jesse Bjorkman. In corresponding memo documents, the planning director writes to the assembly that in accordance with state statute, no vacation of a borough right-of-way and or easement may be made without the consent of the borough assembly. And during the regularly scheduled March 21st Planning Commission meeting, approval of the proposed vacation was unanimously granted based on the means of evaluating public necessity. Bjorkman said he pulled the item off the consent agenda after considering public testimony in opposition.
From lot owners that stand to lose some easier access to their property, where people would be looking to construct maybe not a borough road, but a driveway into their property. The loss of that, I think, is a real loss to those property owners who bought property with the understanding that they were going to use that path to access their property. To access those parcels from other directions or other rights of way would include a lot longer approach to their parcels and incur more cost to them.
He stated the requested right of way is large.
In acreage, 428 by 60, 25,000 square feet, so it's like 6/10 of an acre. So a 2-acre lot, that increases this guy's lot by a third. That's not a small amount of land.
Bjorkman suggests the Planning Commission look at the request and provide relief by small vacation to accommodate the home that was put where it is, but maintain the ability for people to have access to their parcel through the dedicated right-of-way.
I think that's what we need to do. We certainly cannot just say, hey, we all, if you build a house over the line onto this public ground or right-of-way, well, we'll just give you the ground. I don't think that's where we want to be.
In vetoing the agenda item, the assembly hopes the petitioners will craft a different solution to bring to the Planning Commission. The Soldotna City Council recently passed a resolution ratifying the sewer main extension and inspection agreement between the city and a property owner. A private development at 450 Centennial Park Road requested a connection to the city's sanitary sewer collection system. Without extending the mainline system 85 feet, a service connection isn't possible. Public Works Director Kyle Cornelis told the Soldotna City Council,
"This resolution affirms a sewer main extension agreement between the city and a property owner. It's a fairly routine agreement, no cost to the city. Typically, this would be on the consent agenda, but it was heard by council last fall and failed back when there was a big push to beat the weather and get construction underway before freeze up last fall. Consultant and contractor were unable to complete that, get that construction started. They do plan to do it. Things thaw out this spring. Based on the legislative timeline, we're just simply bringing this back for council's consideration."
A sewer main extension and inspection agreement is the legal instrument which defines responsibilities and requirements, and it establishes the developer-city relationships, confirms all project costs are at the sole expense of the developer, identifies installation, maintenance, and inspection responsibilities, requires city and state approval of plans and specifications, requires sufficient insurance, bonding, and warranty, and defines ownership and operation of the infrastructure. The customer is willing to, at their sole expense, design and construct the main extension in conformance with state and city permits. This according to the Soldotna City Council. Resolution 2022-011 unanimously passed the Soldotna City Council. More info, radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.